Here's what nobody tells you about success. There's no secret handshake, no magical moment when you suddenly arrive, and definitely no permission slip required. Most people spend their entire lives waiting for the right time, the right credentials, or the right circumstances to pursue what they actually want. They die with their dreams still locked inside, never realizing that the only person who needed to give them permission was staring back at them in the mirror every morning. What makes someone truly remarkable isn't some innate gift or lucky break, it's the willingness to be brutally honest about where they are, shamelessly persistent about where they're going, and unapologetically themselves along the way. Success isn't about following some guru's 10-step formula or adopting someone else's definition of achievement. It's about figuring out what awesome means to you, then having the audacity to pursue it relentlessly. We've been sold a dangerous lie that selflessness is always noble and self-care is somehow selfish. This industrial age programming trains us to sacrifice our dreams, delay our goals, and put everyone else's needs before our own until we reach some mythical retirement age we might never see. Real transformation starts when you recognize that you can't pour from an empty cup. Your health, physical, mental, and emotional, isn't a luxury you address after everything else is handled. It's the foundation upon which everything else is built. When stress hits, reaching for vodka or junk food might feel like relief, but it's just another form of self-sabotage. Making exercise non-negotiable, eating real food instead of following fad diets, and addressing mental health through genuine support networks becomes the baseline, not the aspiration. Equally critical is removing toxic people from your life. You know the ones, those energy vampires who leave you feeling drained after every interaction. You don't need to make a dramatic announcement or have a confrontation. Simply unfollow them on social media, gradually distance yourself, or if they persist, block them completely. Your time is the most valuable resource you have. Be ruthlessly protective of it. The same applies to places that trigger negative behaviors. Since removing toxic elements, productivity skyrockets, happiness increases, and ironically, so does your capacity to genuinely help others. Make time for yourself, especially if you have dependents. Schedule weekly activities you enjoy just for their own sake, not because they're productive or beneficial, but simply because they bring you joy. You are not defined solely by your commitments. You owe it to yourself and everyone who loves you to remain the person they fell in love with in the first place. The biggest breakthroughs happen when you stop worrying about looking foolish and just think, fuck it. Shamelessness isn't obnoxious. It's liberation from caring too much about others' opinions. This means doing thankless jobs no one else will, creating a makeshift biohazard suit from bin bags to unblock a disgusting toilet for 10 quid, working free for industry leaders, handling customer care calls from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. after your day job. These aren't exploitation stories. They're shameless dedication that opens doors others never access. The worst outcome when you put yourself out there? You look foolish or hear, "I'm not interested." That's it. When you embrace shamelessness, you take opportunities others pass up and develop skills others never acquire, all because you're willing to look foolish short-term for remarkable long-term results. In a world obsessed with fitting in, your authentic oddities are your most valuable asset. When you embrace your authentic self, you become irreplaceable because there's literally no one else like you. Stop hiding your love of classical music or unusual hobbies because they don't fit your professional image. The more you reveal your authentic self, the more your audience grows. People smell fakery instantly, but are magnetically drawn to genuine uniqueness. Your quirks, flaws, and personal story are your greatest assets. Your mess truly is your message. Figure out your strengths and weaknesses, play to strengths while finding others who complement weak areas. It's better to be loved or hated than forgettable. Most people excel at self-deception. Your bank balance, body, and relationships reveal your true priorities, an uncomfortable but necessary assessment. For brutal clarity, anonymously survey friends, partners, and colleagues about what they really think of you. The feedback will hurt, but it provides the information needed to actually improve. Stop chasing the fantasy of following your passion. Few people have true passions that can be monetized. Instead, work with your interests, test if the market wants what you have, and put it out there. Passion typically develops after you become skilled, not before. Grab squared paper and mark 82 boxes representing average life expectancy. Color in boxes matching your age. What remains is roughly your time left. When you accept death's inevitability, it becomes liberating. You have one roll of the dice, so make it count. The world's most effective business model. Find people with specific pain, interact to understand their exact need, thoroughly research the problem, create a targeted solution, sell it to them. Not flashy, but it forms the foundation of any profitable business. Master your craft through consistent practice and strategic education. Fake it till you make it works for confidence, but you must have genuine skills before charging. Otherwise, you're just a con artist. Commit to minimum 2 years of continuous hard work, education, trial and error, networking, and discipline. Working free under a master dramatically accelerates growth. Don't just consume information, produce value. Embrace speed to market beats perfection, and it's okay to be shit at stuff. Aim for 60 to 80% perfection and refine later. Accept you'll never excel at everything. Work on weaknesses enough to recognize quality, then find others who complement your skills. Being interesting starts with being genuinely interested in others. Ask, how do you spend your time? Instead of, what do you do? To open conversations about what truly excites people. When someone shares a passion you know nothing about, admit your ignorance and ask them to explain it. A scheduled 5-minute call can turn into an hour-long conversation through genuine curiosity, often bringing unexpected business opportunities. To become more interesting yourself, read widely. Treat books as tools. Highlight passages, use sticky notes, write in margins, and compile insights into a master notebook. You don't need to read cover to cover. Extracting one good idea makes it worthwhile. Master storytelling and humor. Humans have learned through stories since cave-dwelling days, and making people laugh is invaluable. Everyone has a story, including you. Learning to tell yours with humor, vulnerability, and authenticity makes you memorable. In a world where most people wait for their turn to speak, truly listening makes you extraordinary. This creates what many call luck, those seemingly random opportunities that appear when you've built genuine relationships. The person you chat with at a conference about their obscure hobby might later become your biggest client, not because you were networking strategically, but because you were genuinely interested in their world. Success attracts criticism, not because you're failing, but because your growth exposes others' stagnation. People undermine your business, tempt you from goals, or criticize your relationships because your progress threatens them. Their doubts reveal their limitations, not yours. Never rub success in anyone's face. Let your actions speak. Most won't remember doubting you, or they'll still find ways to criticize. Make mental notes of their doubts, then prove them wrong quietly. While using spite as fuel, stay alert for occasional grains of truth. The skill is discerning which criticism fuels you and which guides you. The sweetest revenge isn't confrontation. It's living well and succeeding beyond expectations. Channel that energy into results, not words. In a world promising overnight success, anything worthwhile takes time, effort, and discipline. The formula is simple but not easy. Time plus effort plus discipline equals success, eventually. Show up every single day. Like the tortoise beating the hare, consistent daily progression wins. Today's biggest bands spent years playing to three drunk people. YouTube millionaires created content for years before breaking through. When starting with no engagement, what differentiates you is refusing to quit when everyone else does. Everyone responds differently to communication methods. List every possible way to reach your target: email, postal address, mobile, social media, comments on their content, events, publications. Try a different method each week and track results. The difference between annoying and admirable persistence comes down to adding value with each touchpoint rather than repeating the same request. Don't be attached to outcomes. Emotional detachment, whether pitching ideas or asking someone out, reduces stress and increases happiness. Ironically, the less emotionally invested you appear, the more things tend to go your way. Don't over-celebrate wins or dwell on losses. When you combine persistence with detachment, you create an unstoppable force. You keep showing up, trying new approaches, refining your message, but you don't let rejection crush you or success inflate your ego. The most successful people aren't necessarily the most talented or connected. They're the ones who refused to quit and maintained composure through both triumph and disaster. Despite all the ambition and drive, the final principle is simple. Don't be a dick. Genuine care for people isn't weakness. It's the foundation of sustainable success. One of the hardest practices is not letting negative interactions ruin your day. Avoid checking emails or social media until you're already in a good mood. Remember that thoughts only become feelings through the meaning you assign them. By reacting emotionally to negativity, you're giving others control over you. When someone sends a harsh message, consider what they might be experiencing: health scares, loss, family issues, financial problems. Write the most venomous reply if you need to, save it, and continue with your day. The next morning, craft something calmer and solution-oriented instead. You'll never regret taking the high road. The philosophy is simple. First, secure your own health, skills, finances, and business. Then, help others achieve what you have. Finally, give back to those who need support. Then, repeat the cycle at the next level. Success without integrity is just winning a game nobody else wants to play. Your legacy isn't measured by your bank balance or social media following. It's measured by the lives you touched and the positive impact you created.